Hey there, Heather Creekmore here. I am so happy that you are listening to day 23 of the Compared to Who podcast series, 30 days to pray for your body image. Yeah. Who doesn't need prayer for their body image? I think probably just about every woman you know does. So I hope you've been telling her about this show. The awesome thing is there's a couple days where I maybe mentioned the date or the day of the week, but for the most part, you can listen to this series anytime you want to. If you want to start over and do day 1 through 30 every month all year long, you can do that. So grab a friend and tell her to just start on day 1 and go right through. You can spend 30 days praying for your body image anytime, and I hope that you will. So today we're talking about a concept that I call God as the divine dietitian. Now, I need to give credit where credit is due. This concept comes from my friend Asherita Chuchu, who is a podcaster and an author, and she was on my show and she said this was something she had to come to. Can I trust God as my divine dietitian? And that thought just really struck me. I was like, yeah, I take nutrition advice from so many places. When I first was diagnosed with Hashimoto's, I was Googling the Hashimoto's diet. I have researched all kinds of other diets for health reasons and weight loss reasons, let's be honest. Over the decades, I have trusted so many dietitians who weren't divine. Okay, now let me be clear. I'm not saying that dietitians that are not divine, that are not God, are not good dietitians, right? There's lots of great dietitians out there. In October, I'm going to do a series with some amazing dietitians to talk about what they have to offer. And these are non-diet dietitians, to be clear. And so anyway, I'm not against dietitians, okay? I think that God does give people wisdom that they can lead and guide others in areas where they struggle. But I'm just saying here today, friends, you have access to the one who made your body, who is going to know better what your body needs, how to feed your body, how much food your body needs, what kind of exercise you should do, even that's a little outside the dietitian realm, but still related, right? Like, who knows better than the God of the universe? And yet, I know so many times, the second I have a health problem, what do? I Google it to get everyone else's advice on it instead of stopping and praying and saying, God, oh, here's what I'm struggling with. What would you like me to do? Help me figure out how to handle it. Now, sometimes his help will look like directing us to a certain place or a certain person who can help us. I'm not disparaging the way God works in that way at all. But I'm saying, are we coming to him first? Are we acknowledging the truth from the scripture, which is our scripture for today, from Matthew? And it's Matthew 6:25. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Oh, friends, I mean, the New Testament straight up tells us not to worry about our food. And yet, how many of us feel like half of our lives are spent worrying about our food? Is it just me? I hope not. I hope this is resonating with you too. So today, let's pray together that we can yield our bodies, our food, all of our anxieties in this area to God, and that we can trust him to lead, guide, and direct us. Will you pray with me today? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that you can be our divine dietitian. Thank you, Father, that we can trust you completely with our food, with our food choices, with our bodies. God, I pray that we will have the strength and the courage to listen to you above all of those voices out there telling us, eat this, don't eat that. Oh, if you eat that, it's going to be bad. Oh, you better make sure you only eat this way. And that we can trust you who made our bodies with our food choices. God, I pray that we will bring them to you, that every day, maybe every morning, we will surrender to you and say, God, I trust you to lead me and guide me as I eat today. God, show me what I'm to eat. Show me what is best and permissible for me. You say that all things are permissible, but not all things are helpful. God, show me what is helpful for me. God, show me how to honor my body through my food choices. God, lead me, direct me in this area. Your word tells me not to worry worry about what I will eat or drink. So God, come in and give me peace surrounding food, what I eat, and my food decisions every single day. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for listening. Again, hey, that Refocus course, Refocus 21, is open now. It's self-paced now, so it's not a group thing anymore, but we adjusted the price. It's a little cheaper now, and you can go through it at your own pace, and you can interact with other people taking it at the same time, and you can interact with me and Erin Carey, my friend, integrative nutrition coach throughout. So I hope you'll check it out. It's comparedtowho.me/courses. You'll see it right under there. It's Refocus Christian Body Image Course, and I think you'll really enjoy it. That's all for today. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Hey, friend, would you check out the date on that episode you just listened to? Yeah, it's been a minute. Listening to old podcasts is almost like reading my diary from several years ago. In some cases, it's even a little embarrassing. So instead of listening straight through season by season, can I encourage you to skip ahead? I release brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're not sure where to start, you can go to improvebodyimage.com, find the Start Here button, and I've got several episodes listed and categorized so you can find the topics that are of most interest to you. Your time is valuable, so skip straight to the good stuff. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for letting me be a part of your body image and food freedom journey.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.